Oh, man. China has rolled out an anal swab coronavirus test. That's the start of Jimmy Fallon's joke here. China has rolled out an anal swab coronavirus test, saying it's more accurate than the throat method. It's more accurate, but it's still being called the number two test. Corden said, so this is what they meant when they said the pandemic was finally starting to turn around. Trevor, you know what? There's a point at which I would rather just have the coronavirus. Trevor, again, the plus side is with testing like this, you might not even need a vaccine. You just tell people, hey, we're not having lockdowns, but every time you leave your apartment, some stranger's going to shove a Q-tip up your butt. We'll be done with corona in like 2 weeks. Kimmel, they're saying that the science shows that these swabs are more accurate than the other forms of swab. The only trick is finding the right position to hang your butt out the window of your car. Fallon, for even more accuracy, they do a nasal swab and an anal swab until they touch in the middle. Corden, we wanted to test people that way here at Television City, but CPS poo-pooed it. Billy Crystal was on Colbert and told Stephen that Billy got his COVID vaccine. He said, this is so hack, it was at Dodger Stadium where we got it. It was Deborah Burke's bobblehead night. I got the injection and a free scarf. I was glad to get this first step towards hugging my kids and my grandchildren again. And I do have a pre-existing underlying condition, which is terror. So that was good that I got that. Thank you, Billy Crystal. Who is Dave Chappelle? From Yahoo, Jeopardy celebrated some great comedians Wednesday night with the category Funny Business, but none of the contestants could identify Dave Chappelle. During the Double Jeopardy round, contestants were shown a picture of Dave Chappelle. They were given the clue, this comedian displayed his drama chops in A Star Is Born, playing Bradley Cooper's longtime friend. Now, I didn't see the movie, so I wouldn't have gotten that off the clue at all, but if you show me a picture of Dave Chappelle, yeah, I would figure it out. None of the contestants even attempted a response. Yahoo tells us the Twitterverse not only shamed the contestants for being unable to identify Chappelle, they also shamed a contestant for confusing a notorious 19th century general with a rich and creamy dessert. You ready for this? The final Jeopardy question was, these two legends, both known for buckskin clothes and long flowing hair, met violent ends 38 days apart in Montana and South Dakota. One of the contestants replied with, who are Custard and Sitting Bull? That is not correct. The correct answer, George Armstrong Custer and Wild Bill Hickok. I would have gotten that wrong as well, but I would have gotten Dave Chappelle. Hey, Sam Morril and Mark Norman have a new podcast. It is called One More Drink. On it, they talk pet peeves, recommendations, current events, and work new bits over One More Drink. From the AV Club, this is fascinating. Apparently, somebody did a mashup of Jurassic Park and Pee Wee Herman. The AV Club writes, as years and years of internet mashups have clearly demonstrated, Jurassic Park goes well with just about anything. And as a clip from last year's shows, throwing Pee Wee Herman into movies like Uncut Gems can have fantastic, disconcerting results. The AV Club tells us, Pee Wee Park is a video that replaces the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park with a giggling Paul Rubens, and it works really well. The clip, created by Pixel Riot, imagines a frightening science fiction world where scientists too preoccupied with whether they could and not if they should bioengineer Pee Wee Herman have allowed the bow-tied man to run free through an island theme park. The scenes that follow are chilling. Pee Wee laughs maniacally from a metal cage, stalks computer hackers and hunters from his hiding places in the jungle, and in what's probably the best part of the whole thing, chases a Jeep on his bicycle. That's a good time. Natasha Leggero has a new gig, this from the Laugh Button. She currently hosts HGTV's House Hunters Comedians on Couches. This time, she's hosting a cooking competition. It's called Rat in the Kitchen. Each standalone episode of the new unscripted series brings six dynamic chefs together to compete in the ultimate cooking battle, but there's a twist. One of the chefs is an undercover rat in the kitchen who sabotages fellow contestants' chances to take home the ultimate cash prize at every opportunity. So it's the Mole Cooking Show. Remember the Mole? That was hosted by Anderson Cooper, who's now like the Walter Cronkite of CNN. The Mole was a good show. A suit over at TNT TBS True TV says, Rat in the Kitchen is by far one of the most clever formats we've ever heard. It combines innovative cooking and everything you love about your favorite food shows with a healthy serving of classic true crime whodunit. Plus, Natasha and celebrity chef Ludo are the perfect recipe for a good time. George Wallace was on Conan O'Brien and gave Conan a hard time for never having him on before. After 28 years, Conan, 5 minutes. George Wallace talked about how he used to use Arsenio Hall's show as his pre-Twitter warm-up to work on his Letterman set and talked about his 45-year friendship with Jerry Seinfeld, noting that he was Seinfeld's roommate for 13 years at one point. Wow, that makes him the real George. He also told Conan O'Brien that he's the only one who can still tell Jerry Seinfeld he's got too damn much money. Gilda's Laugh Fest announced that the annual comedy festival would be condensed and largely shifted online this year. You know why. Last year was disrupted. You know why. This year's festival will be March 11 to the 14th. It will include 30 events as well as social media content. One of the organizers says, "You won't have to be in West Michigan to participate in Laugh Fest this year. We're able to interact with people from all over the country. And that does present some fun and interesting opportunities." No word on a lineup yet. They promised that in February. For you Brits, 80s comedian Jim Davidson has gone viral after having a foul-mouthed rant at Piers Morgan on Twitter. Yanks, you remember Piers? He hosted the Larry King slot on CNN. After Larry, you know who Piers Morgan is? Well, he hosts something called Good Morning Britain. Think of Good Morning America, except you're in Britain. You got it? Cool. Jim Davidson says he was ashamed to have appeared on idiot Piers Morgan's Life Story show after he heard his views on Boris Johnson. On Good Morning Britain, Piers asked viewers if Boris Johnson should resign over the, quote, shameful 100,000 UK coronavirus death toll. After watching the show, he went on Twitter. He insulted Susanna Reid, the co-host, saying she'd turn into Piers in a frock, and then went all in on Piers. In a video, Jim is wearing a dressing gown and he says, "I've had to come out the front room while watching Good Morning Britain with Piers and Susanna, who's turned into Piers in a frock. I can't believe what I'm listening to. Talk about an opportunist. Calling for the Prime Minister to resign because we've reached 100,000. They didn't call for him to resign last week when we reached 98,000. No one knew about this virus, and Piers is saying, what did the Prime Minister do? Piers, you make me so angry. I'm ashamed I've sat in front of you and told you my life story. You don't deserve to listen to my life story. You don't deserve to listen to anyone's life story because you don't effing listen. And now, you idiot, you just want to lay blame on the Prime Minister to make yourself look good. You don't look good. You look pathetic. And Susanna, so do you. Shame on the pair of you. Why do you think no one comes on your effing show? The Prime Minister has got better things to do." But there's more. Jim admitted he was suffering from a bereavement, adding, "One of my friends died last night in the middle of the night. Do I blame the Prime Minister? No. I thank the Prime Minister for at least allowing the situation where the NHS can try and save him. Piers, I'm ashamed to even know you, mate. You disgust me." Piers Morgan tweeted back, "Hi, Jim. Always good to hear your foul-mouthed, abusive, sexist, boar-slathering views. Sorry about your friend." That's your daily comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do and want to support the show, $5 will buy me nice coffee. This is actually my second one today. I'm recording a little later than usual, and I had to hit Dunkin' for a second time. So you can do that at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. As for the weekend on this podcast, normal episodes. I got plenty to tell you about, so I will see you tomorrow.